And all those people were applauding for Maurizio Pollini in the final movement there of Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 4 in G, Opus 58, a version that builds as it goes on.
I'll
starts
see.
Off kind of laid back it's and then true, builds true, right yeah. up to the end. That was our big piece of the morning. It is 9:32 this Tuesday, 23 degrees downtown, 30 already with the Humidex, a mix of sun and cloud. There's a 40% chance of showers this afternoon. High of 26, Humidex making it feel like 35. You are listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Gene here at the new Classical FM. It is Tuesday, which means it's Anti-Noise Pollution League Day today. And the Anti-Noise Pollution League is a conglomerate of restaurants that promote a very, very civilized dining experience. That is no thumping loud music in the background. You can actually have, get this, conversations with the people you're eating with.
Communication. What are the odds of that, eh?
It's crazy. And today we are highlighting the Oliver and Bonaccini Cafe Grill in Bayview Village. And joining us is Chef Omar. Welcome to the program,
sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
So for those who've never been to an Oliver and Bonaccini Cafe, particularly yours up in Bayview Village, give us an overview of what it's like.
Well, yeah. Oliver and Bonaccini Bayview Cafe is a great place to stop for lunch, dinner, or brunch.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're shopping at the mall, you can come on over. If you're in the neighborhood of the North York area,
mm-hmm.
we'll be happy to have you over there.
That's right, on the subway line too, I believe.
Yes.
Bazarian? Is it the Bazarian stop?
It is the Bayview stop.
Oh, there you go.
Bayview stop.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
So tell us about the restaurant, because obviously there's more than one Oliver and Bonaccini, but yours in Bayview Village, you were saying just as you came in that each one has its own special chef little tweaks to the menu. What do you bring to the, not to put you on the spot or anything, but what do you bring to the menu?
Well, you know, our restaurant up at Bayview, we have a variety of items on the menu, such
mm-hmm.
as soups, freshly made soups, sandwiches. We've got a various amount of pastas, and we've got pizza.
Ah.
Nice. Now, you've got, I understand you have a new summer menu, but when I was online looking at this, the menu, I thought, wow, it looks spectacular. Why? What's up with the new summer menu? What's on that that could possibly beat what you've already got?
Well, like I said, we do have a variety of, different dishes
right.
for everyone. I got a couple favorites on there,
right.
Myself. We do have a Chef's Omar Jerk barbecue ribs
Ooh.
That we feature on our regular menu. We have a full size or a half size.
Mm.
That's one of my favorite. I also have another favorite,
mm-hmm.
which is our tuna burger.
Oh.
And what makes that so favorite?
What?
Is the bun.
Really?
We're using a black burger bun, which is made from squid ink.
Ooh.
And it's very interesting, and it's served with a taro chips. We also got a pickled garlic scape inside of it, garlic aioli. We've got onion rings, alfalfa sprouts, and it is just amazing.
Now, does the squid ink change the taste of the bun?
To be honest with you, no, not one bit. However,
but it looks great.
You do get this bright darkness coming at you within a burger bun. In terms of the flavor, you still have that nice pan au lait flavor happening in there. So to answer your question, frankly, no, you don't get that drastic change.
Oh, that's good.
It sounds like that it reads like there's something in your menu for everyone. When I was reading the menu, I was thinking, now where is this from? Like, who is Chef Omar and how did he come up with this?
Well, you know, we have a variety of chefs, and we do change our menu twice a year,
mm-hmm.
Because we want our guests to be happy when they come around.
Right.
So we go to the drawing board. I would call it our laboratory. We go in the laboratory, and we do a lot of experiment in the laboratory, and we do them as features, and we get feedback from our guests.
Mm-hmm.
And based on the feedback, then we will decide whether it's fit for the menu or not.
And what? Oh, go ahead. No.
For how long have you been at the restaurant?
Well, I've been at O&B at Bayview for just over 5 years.
5 years.
Yes.
What's your background? When did you first realize, I want to be a chef?
Well, it all started when I just arrived from, Jamaica when I was about 17.
Mm-hmm.
My first job was in the restaurant. And from there on, I said, wow, you know what? Because back in Jamaica, I was always in the kitchen with my mom, mm-hmm. and she taught me a lot of stuff about cooking. So when I came here and I started working in this large quantity cooking, and then I realized, wow, this is where I wanted to be. And I pursued from there on. I went to George Brown,
mm-hmm.
and I worked in various different organizations, such as the Royal Canadian Yacht Club.
Oh.
I was also at the CN Tower and North 44 and so on. And so
oh, that's
on.
A little bit of all right, isn't
that's
it?
That's very much a little bit of all right. Would you say, given your background, that you add a Caribbean twist to things?
I would say yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the jerk barbecue ribs come in on our menu,
right?
With that Caribbean twist.
Mm-hmm.
We create all that flavor in-house. Everything is made from scratch. We create our own recipes. Nothing is taken out of a can. With
nice.
With all these fresh, beautiful ingredients that we have here in Ontario, we go with local ingredients. Nothing but fresh.
Right, hence the summer menu.
Yes.
Right, gotcha.
So how many people can you serve at the menu?
Our restaurant seats approximately 246 people.
Wow.
We also have a patio, a small patio, and we have an atrium. The atrium with overlook inside the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have two private dining rooms.
Ooh.
Nice.
How important is it, do you think, to have an ambiance that encourages people not only to enjoy the food, but to, you know, just sit around and chat about it?
Well, to be honest with you, I think it's very, very important to, you know, to be out with friends and family, enjoying, you know, beautiful food, great atmosphere. It's very important for to have a conversation with your guests, not shouting on top of your voice, you know, loud music, all that kind of stuff. We don't have that at Bayview. It's very quiet. You can have a very relaxing meal with your friends and family and don't feel rushed or, you
nice.
Know, or you're shouting or anything like that.
And do we have to make a reservation?
I suggest, you know, it all depends on the days of the week.
Right.
Making a reservation would be great, but we also accept walk-ins as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Based on the people's feedback, what do you think is the most popular item on your menu?
Well, we do have lots of popular items, but I would say at this particular moment, I would say our lamb rigatoni is one of the popular pasta dishes on our menu at this moment.
That is fantastic. Well, great. I want to thank you so much
yes,
for coming
indeed.
In today and highlighting your restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pleasure being here, and I would like to thank you guys for having me here.
Well, thank you for being a member of the Anti-Noise Pollution League.
Indeed. We've been speaking to Chef Omar of the Oliver and Bonaccini Cafe Grill, Bayview Village, part of the Anti-Noise Pollution League, a coalition of dining establishments that promote conversation
mm-hmm.
as well as incredible lovely. Dining. If you want to find out more, go to our website, classicalfm.ca, or check out the Facebook page for the Anti-Noise Pollution League. And now for one lucky listener out there, I have for you a chance to go. A $100 gift card from Oliver and Bonaccini Cafe Grill, Bayview Village. It's at 2901 Bayview Avenue in North York in the Bayview Village Shopping Center. You want to go? Well, you or anyone else in your household cannot have won anything from us in the past 60 days. And I'll take caller number what?
Oh, I think you should take caller number one.
Oh, right away.
Yep.
Right now at 416-507-9894.